Stan Freeberg modestly presents the United States of America. The early years. Madrid, the Queen of Spain grants an audience to an obscure Italian sailor. There in her chambers, plans are made destined to change the course of history.
All right, we'll go over it once again. First, you hawk the jewels, you give me the money, and I buy the ships. Then I discover the new world, you dump the king, and I'll send for you.
You say you'll send for me, darling, but will you?
Now, look, we've been all through this before.
I know, but really, you're such a dreamer. You'll go out there and you'll sail right off the edge of the world.
I will not.
Wait. You're such a charming boy, darling. Why don't you forget all this? I'll set you up with a nice little Fiat agency over in West Barcelona.
I don't want a Fiat agency.
Well, then why don't you go to art school like your friend Da Vinci? I'll put you through.
Look, if Lenny wants to starve to death, that's up to Lenny. Me, I want to discover the new world. Carry out my dream.
His Majesty, King Ferdinand.
The king.
Oh, sure. He'll be at the Inquisition all afternoon, huh?
The time just slipped away. Quickly, take the jewels and go over the balcony.
Too late.
Good afternoon, dear. How was the Inquisition? Amusing?
Dullsville. Same old... Hey, who's that?
Oh, you remember Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you mean old round world? You and your bohemian friends.
He's not bohemian, he's Italian.
Italian, bohemian, look at him in that hat. Is that a crazy sailor?
Crazy. I'll tell you how crazy. He's a man with a dream, a vision of a new world, whose alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears, with purple mountain majesties above the two-cents plain.
Fruited.
He holds these dreams to be self-evident, this round, round world, with Indians and justice for all. Let us then go forward together toward Miami Beach, that the dream of this crazy Italian boy, indivisible, should not perish from the map.
Bravo! Bravo!
Hey, was that moving? Was that a great bit?
Listen, huh? I always said this girl had a lot... Wait a minute! I ask a simple question, I get a pageant. Why should Spain sponsor you? Why don't you go to Portugal?
I did. They bought the prices right.
Oh.
Then I have your permission to sail?
Have you had your shots?
I have.
Permission granted.
Grazie. Arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, compañeros.
Will you get out of here?
And the glorious sunsets and the fig trees in the Alameda Gardens. Yes, yes. And all the queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses and the rose gardens and the jessamines and geraniums and cactuses and Gibraltar. As a boy, where I was a flower of the mountain, yes. Where I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used, yes.
An Andalusian dog, lost in a fog of his own making and shaking with curiosity, puts left foot in front of right, leaves the night to a better day, and if not better, it is wetter. Don't forget the fog. You wouldn't if you were a dog from Andalusia, though it would confuse you. But Confucius lived in China with a dog named Chi, who, according to me, wrote most of the old boy's books and cooks his favorite meals while Confucius steals cookies from a jar from faraway Spain. Sent by a friend. You know who. The end.
Strange, he left by the balcony.
Force of habit, I guess.
Yeah. How's that again?
Nothing.
Isabella, when are you gonna quit fooling around with these nuts?
Admiral Columbus, sir, the men are weary, on the point of madness.
Well, that's the trouble with labor today. Don't they realize we're going to discover the new world?
You've been saying that for the last 57 days.
Well, nobody forced you to come along, Your Majesty.
My doctor told me I should go to Florida for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't see what you needed three ships for.
I got a better deal on the fleet rate.
I'll accept that, but we better sight land pretty soon. There's rumblings of mutiny.
Really?
Yeah, come over here and listen.
All right.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll jump up here in the rigging and speak to him.
You mean on top of everything else, this ship is rigged?
Now hear this. This is the Admiral speaking. I know the going has been rough, but if we can just hold out a little while...
Rumble, rumble.
Stop that rumbling down there.
Rumble.
Who could blame him? The whole thing is madness. I don't like the way the crew is acting.
Well, you're overplaying a little bit yourself there.
I tell you, the world is flat. And that's that.
It's round as your hat.
It's flat as your head.
It's round.
It's flat.
It's a round, round world. It's a round, round world. I contend it's round and it's gonna be found when all the results are in. It's a round world now and it's always been.
Flat, flat world. It's a flat, flat world. I insist it's flat as a welcoming mat and he's sailing off the end. How about our crazy Australian
friend? Get hip, would I climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
square,
is.
Square king. You're a square, square king. If you don't believe, you're gonna receive the shock of your royal life. When the ship pulls in at Miami,
yo ho ho, and a Dramamine. We are loyal subjects of the king and queen. But what kind of nut would you have to be to borrow a ship and put out to sea when you don't know what's on the other side?
Oh, wait, what kind of hardtack fun, brother? Who said getting there was half the fun? Give up my throne for one navy bean. No wonder I'm turning. Three shades of green, how could I go? I'm such a lonely,
crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream.
Would the climb aboard this ship?
We're gonna scream.
If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it is.
You're so cold to the wind and rain. There's a typhoon coming up, but where's John Wayne?
To be or not to be? That is a question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer this length of hour. Who wrote this shit?
I feel like a red witch having the way. How much of the ocean bit do you think
when
I can take?
Command in the name of.
Claim that land in the name of.
Isabella and Ferdinand.
That's Ferdinand and Isabella.
New rulers of this round, round.
It's a crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream. It's a round, round world.
Well, for all our sakes, I hope. What was that?
French horns.
No, no, I mean before that.
Oh, it was the lookout. He sighted land.
Hooray!
Seems to be a delay in the transfer circuit somewhere. I'll repeat that. The system won't operate, and we're descending rapidly, making adjustments on a course right for Planet X. And there's the planet, that sandy-colored semi-sphere tilting up on the left there. It appears to have one moon, but it's gone around the edge now. It looked like it was all water to me. I don't want to waste this portal loop, so I'll stop here. No sensation of motion. Oh, damn. I think the gravity waves are affecting this recall unit. Anyway, I'll focus out now there on the surface. It looks like Pismo Beach with no water out there, and we're coming in fast. Situation report? I sure wish I had some company and some good dope. Otherwise, I feel fine. Okay.
They said you were crazy, General, but you were right. This is the first contact between man, me, and alien people. Or it will be in a couple of minutes. I sure hope these pictures are going into loop storage, because this recall is still not working very well, and I banged it up getting out. I'm set up looking out across a big oily sump here and away from the sand dune the Pegasus landed in. And by the way, gentlemen, there's another spacecraft over there, and it isn't one of ours. Oh, all right, those moving figures out there, that's them. It's hard to see in the magnetic light. The colors and images are all slippery. They seem to be flying toward me with the sand blowing and billowing up all around them. Well, they are flying. Look at that!
Great galaxies, look at that! Focus up on that incredible face, Manny.
Okay, sir. There, fine as a gnat's hair, Mr. M.
Manny, we possess the first close-up gram of a man from outer space.
Gee, sure looks pretty. Say, maybe it's a woman from outer space.
Whichever, this is the preservation of an historic moment.
Quickly, hand me the glass.
All right.
Now, the other one.
Oh.
To the new world.
Likewise. All right, go ahead. Give the kid top billing.
Well, it was just a thought.
No, go ahead.
All right. I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain.
Ho!
Well, first I stick the flag in the sand, and then I...
We stole countries. That's what you do. That's how you build an empire. We stole countries with the cunning use of flags. Yeah. You just sail around the world and stick a flag in. I claim India for Britain. And they go, you can't claim us. We live here. 500 million of us. Do you have a flag? We don't need a bloody flag. It's our country, you bastard. No flag, no country. You can't have one. That's the rules that I've just made up. And I'm backing it up with this gun that was lent from the National Rifle Association. That was it, you know.
Watch yourself, Admiral. Natives. They may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate, others can't adjust. You know how it is.
Really awful things happen to different tribes, and it's so deeply spiritually wounding that I think when people see it happen to other tribes, our spirit is called to act because it happened to us too.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right. Hello there. We white men, other side of ocean. My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you over here on a Fulbright?
Huh? No, I'm over here on an Isabella, as a matter of fact. Which reminds me, I want to take a few of you guys back with me in the boat to prove I discovered you.
What do you mean, discover us? We discover you.
You discovered us?
Certainly. We discover you on beach here. Is all how you look at it.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
We've been here for thousands of years. We have always been citizens of these lands.
But whenever there's a resource that needs to be exploited, our lands just kept getting taken. We didn't have say. And that has been inflicted on our people for over 200 years.
Well, at any rate, my men and I were wondering if you could spare a little food.
What kind num-nums you want?
Well, what is that strange-looking plant you're holding there, with little yellow kernels?
You mean this.
Yes. What is that?
French horns.
No, no, no. What you're holding in your hand.
Oh, corn.
Hey, corn. Now we can make tortillas.
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years.
Just invented tacos.
Hey, corn. Now we can make whiskey.
We've been waiting hundreds of years.
We just invented a Tom Collins.
Here, engine, you want some fire water?
That's what I thought it was. What else you got to eat around here?
Oh, berries, herbs, natural fruits, and organically grown vegetables.
Just as I suspected. What kind of a diet is that? That's why I've come here, to fulfill my dream.
You have a dream?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to talk about it?
I certainly would. My dream is to open the first Italian restaurant in your country. Give you some real food. Starches, spaghetti, cholesterol, all the better things. That's called progress, you see? Now, right here would be a good location for the restaurant. Ocean view and all that. Is there room for a parking lot?
You kidding? Whole country is parking lot.
I suppose. Well, I'd like to put a little deposit down on the property here.
Okay.
I only have a few doubloons on me, so if you'll direct me to the nearest bank, I'll get a check cash.
You out of luck today. Bank's closed.
Oh? Why?
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. We going out on that joke?
No, we do reprise of song. That help.
But not much.
Yo, ho, ho, and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave. I go to war and fight like a shirt. Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza. Wyatt Earp or Bonanza.
Bumpity 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 bum banana. Bumpity 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 bum 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 pear. Bumpity 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 bum banana. Bumpity 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 bum bum bum.
Hey, horse, why don't you come down with mama's ashes?
Hot Pockets! Hot Pockets, concern it! Where are you, Hot Pockets?
I'm over here by the grave. Concern it, stop shouting, Hunk.
What you doing out here by yourself, boy?
Oh, I'm just moping around, Hunk. Dad wouldn't let me go next door to watch the alfalfa.
I'm a Nantley's boy. That wanderlust of yours is going to be the end of us.
Hey, Hunk!
Get off my back, Bronco! I'm warning you, stop riding me!
Hey, leave him alone, Bronco. We just talking.
I didn't mean nothing by it. I was just fooling.
Where you been, Bronco?
Into town. I picked up the mail and the new school barn.
I'll kill you, Bronco! I swear I'll kill you!
Get alone, Bronco. You know how it feels about her.
Permanently, Hunk. Man can't have no fun around here.
I'll kill you, Bronco! I swear I
hush
will!
Hush, boys. Hush now. Here comes Pop.
Howdy, boys.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Pa.
Howdy, Dad.
I'll kill you!
I want you to come away from the grave, wash your hands and faces, and get on down to the house lickety-split. Your pappy's got a surprise for you, boys. I want you to come and meet your new mother, the school mom.
Barbanza, brought to you by the makers of Loco Coco.
In the better with Loco Coco, things go better with Coke.
Please don't call us, we'll call you.
Step aside, pal, meet the new
big cheeses of this round, round world.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harv. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never look better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
There's a lot of young people in this country just like myself who really know where the Indians at. And don't worry, soon we're all going to be out here on the reservation, living like Indians and dressing like Indians and doing all the simple, beautiful things that you Indians do. You got any peyote?
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow, the one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes.
What a slogan. Take
an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we.
It was the morning of September 3rd. They called me and said, LaDonna, the bulldozer is going through the sacred site. And people were crying and hollering, and all these nations were standing together. Then the man pepper sprayed people, and there was a woman singing a dog on people.
Come on, guys, we gotta stop this!
The dog has blood in its nose and its mouth.
Look at this, there,
The worst crime that was committed by the demonstrators was locking themselves on a piece of equipment. But the individuals who released guard dogs on demonstrators, they didn't get charged with anything. Last time I checked, it was 135 arrests that were made. We have a state of emergency by the governor. We have National Guard called in. So you have to step back and say, well, what really is going on here?
What we see is we have militarized the energy industry with a governor who believes that you can treat Indian people poorly. 3 years ago, a woman froze to death on the Standing Rock Reservation because she couldn't pay her heating bill. And now you're planning a $3.9 billion pipeline that will help nobody but oil companies. It's really infrastructure for oil companies and not for people.
They're realizing billions of dollars in revenue. But if you look at the top 10 poorest counties in this nation, two of them are on Standing Rock. We're not opposed to economic development. We're not opposed to energy independence, but we're tired of paying for it.
Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn three new words in Turkish. Towel, bath, border, May I see your passport, please?
Yeah, well, I,
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
well,
that I...
Well, we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
This is Unreserved on CBC Radio 1. I'm Rosanna Deerchild. Today we take you to Standing Rock Reservation, where hundreds of people are gathered to stop a pipeline. Harmony Rebecca Loretson came from Oregon to North Dakota. She said she has finally found home in the camp's kitchen.
I left home 2 months ago because I was frustrated with the way people in my life were treating me. I still have a home there, but I didn't feel like I should go back yet. So I left Portland, Oregon, and I traveled to about 40 different states. On the day that I was in Portland, Maine, was the Thursday that the North Camp got raided. And I saw the police marching through and arresting people and macing them, even macing medics that were just trying to help. And I just felt something in that moment on that live feed that I needed to help these people somehow. I had heard news and stories about Standing Rock since I had come here in April, but in that moment I realized that I wanted to come and do what I could. And I went to Sam's Club and I got a bunch of food. The first day I was here, which was a Monday, I just walked around. I just got a feel for the camp, the people, and everybody I passed would just say, "Hey sister, come give me a hug, welcome home." And it was just like, I was accepted right away after trying to be forced into, you know, communities my whole life or trying to get accepted. It was just so organic and natural, you know, like we're all here for the same reason. So the next day, instead of just walking around, I volunteered in the kitchen. I just said, "Do you need any help?" And they said, "Can you cook? We need two side dishes." I said, "What kind?" They said, "It doesn't matter." And so after that, some of the cooks left, and I sort of have become the head cook at lunch. And I prep for it the night before. So basically, I'll wake up from cooking lunch the day before. I'll come and eat dinner and prep by getting beans out to soak, getting meat out to the thaw, and cutting any vegetables I need. And then I'll take a nap in my car because it's too cold to sleep in a tent at night for me. The lunch that we have set up here is big green army tents. We have three of them right now. One is for storage, one is for cooking, and one is the mess. But we should be, in a few days, be getting a big Arctic tent that will encompass all three of those. So we'll all be in the same space. And it'll be warmer, and we might be utilizing solar panels for that too. But so on the inside, we have stovetops. So we don't really have ovens that we can cook in, but we've gotten creative. Like yesterday, when we had the turkey dinner for dinner, we dug a hole in the ground and made a big fire with some charcoal briquettes. And then we dug that fire out after we lined it with stones, you know, wrapped the turkey up in foil and put it in the ground again with the fire on top and dirt. And we left it alone for 8 hours and we came back and it was moist and juicy and cooked. Very good. And then like at night after dinner, I'll say, "Does anybody want to do a cookie factory tonight?" And we'll line up and we'll warm up some peanut butter, add some cocoa and sugar and put them on quick oats. Just make little patties. In about an hour they set and we have cookies for dinner the next night. So we get creative with the way that we cook. And we have leftovers today because on Friday we had to line out the door for 3 hours for dinner. But we made that much food and now we have leftovers because some of those people have left. So it's hard to gauge how many people. We just want to make sure they're all fed. In between meals we'll give them granola bars and beef jerky or oranges and apples. We get a lot of donations, so we're pretty good on food for the winter. With the dry goods that we have. I am a disabled vet with PTSD, anxiety, and depression, so I can't work in a real kitchen. When they swear at me to get the meat up to the front and stuff, I break down. I can't work in a heated kitchen. But here, I feel like I finally found a place where I can help people, and it feels so good to watch them enjoy my food. We made fried chicken yesterday, and I keep hearing people coming up and saying, "Can you make it again?" You know, and I said, "Well, we got to make a variety, but I'm glad you liked it." You know, the way that we start a meal is when everything is ready, we've lined it up on tables ready to serve, but we can't have them eat it yet. We take a little bit from each dish that we've made and we put it on a plate, and we run it up to the sacred fire, which is at the front of the camp, and we have an elder pray over it, and then it gets blessed and thrown into the sacred fire. And then we bring 20 plates up to the elders that are around that sacred fire and have them eat. And then we check if medics or guards or fire watchers need food. Then we serve the people in line in the order of women, children, and men. And that's how a meal goes, each meal. We have actually quite a few kitchens. We have a kitchen called Grandma's Kitchen, the Rose Camp Kitchen. We probably have a dozen kitchens here, and all of them feed between 100 and 300 people a meal. But like on the Friday night that we had the biggest that I've seen, we've had about 1,200 here at this main kitchen, which is closest to the sacred fire and has the 3 tents. It's not time to go home yet. The first day I came, I said, I'll stay for a couple hours, maybe overnight. That was a couple weeks ago. It's just not time to go home yet. But I just love it here, and I need to stay until something's resolved.
Harmony Rebecca Lauritsen on Feeding Her Heart in Standing Rock.
As the white man's foothold increases, the red man's land diminishes. Seldom has history recorded such a phenomenal land transaction as that which took place on a little island in the Hudson River in 1626. There, a voice cries out in the wilderness, and a city is born.
Too many moons we live here, White Cloud. Time to unload this crummy island. Why we not live in Massachusetts like your brother? He get invited to lunch.
Big deal.
This place too hot in summer, too cold in winter. No place for Papoose to grow up. No chance for culture.
Well, he could run down to Carnegie Wigwam on Sunday afternoons, listen to Flying Birdstein explain the ceremonial dances.
One of the first things you will learn when entering the camps at Standing Rock is that they are not protesters. They call themselves protectors. Protectors of the water and earth for future generations. They're to defend against what the Lakota call the black snake. A Lakota prophecy tells of a creature that would rise and snake across the land, bringing destruction along with it. When news came of a pipeline carrying crude oil would cut across their homeland, the Sioux believed that the black snake had arrived.
I think this is just a monumental turning point. This is about more than just oil, and it's about more than just water.
The pipeline will cross the confluence of the Cannonball and Missouri Rivers, the water source for the Sioux Reservation. They say a leak would contaminate the river, damage indigenous burial grounds, historic villages, and Sundance sites that surround the area. So they gathered, and as word spread, more people came from across the U.S., Canada, and beyond.
You listen me. Sell Manhattan to white man. Get me plenty junk jewelry. All right?
All right. Me list with real estate agent. He find live one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Chief, I think I got a live one for you. Dutchman. Now, when he gets here, let me do all the talking, all right? Hey, here he is now. Come in!
Say, that's pretty hard buffalo hide you got here on this teepee. I like to bust my knuckles.
Yeah, well, just so he didn't bust his pockets, eh, Chief?
Tishman's my name, Peter Tishman.
And this here is Chief White Cloud. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I seen your listing in the paper here. For sale, Iceland, !! Ideal for summer festival. Gorgeous view, spell view, running water.
Wait a minute. What is that running water bit?
Not my wife, brother. He go with island.
Oh, yeah.
Spacious trees, wall-to-wall grass, room for pool. What's pool?
It's like snooker.
Oh.
Well, that's it. Now, if you're in the market for an island friend, you couldn't go wrong, believe me.
What's the asking price?
You give us...
Let me handle this, will you, Chief? Now, a beautiful piece of property like this couldn't let it go for a nickel less than $32 worth of junk jewelry.
What, $32 for a crummy piece of undeveloped property like this? I'm gonna see you around.
Make it $29.50.
Go away.
Look, I don't like to haggle, Pete. Make it 28 and a quarter, right?
Come on.
Now, wait a minute. Chief, when I give you the signal, bring on the Indians.
Right.
Now, look, Pete, baby, can't you see the possibilities? Step outside here. Look around you. Sure, it's a barren piece of wasteland now. Sure, it don't look like much. But someday, this little footpath is gonna echo with the sound of dancing feet. Why, they're gonna hang a sign right over there, and it's gonna say Broadway. Yeah. This way, Mr. First Nighter. Put on your top hat, white feather and tails. Paint up your faces, you reds and you pales. Put on your beaded goods, we're gonna do the woods. Tap dance up the hills and down the dales. Remember, someday, this all will be mirth. Yes, sir, right here on Broadway. Corner 51st, yes, sir. You'll be a vital part of all the terribly smart set.
In your top hat, white feather and tails.
Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us. Yeah.
For we have found it to be true.
White men are bad and Indians true blue.
Well, folks, upon hearing this, I was pretty amazed. And I looked down at my skin and sure enough, it was white.
White as snow.
White as ice.
White as terror.
Well, I could see that these guys over here knew where it was at. And besides, they'd read Moby Dick. And I decided to throw myself at the feet of the oracle.
So to speak.
The American Indian, they said,
is the perfect embodiment of the holiness of the human condition.
The American Indian, they said,
has many alternatives to offer to our way of life. The American Indian,
they said,
is where it's at.
I was fired up. My blood boiled at the thought of the wrongs to the Indian done. I thought with relish of his ceremonies, of this fine and noble religion. And I thought, and I thought, and I smoked, until I flashed upon what all of us could do to remedy best the wrongs of the ages.
Here we go! Let me have it, boys! Stand up to your penthouse and look at the view! Mix with a show folk and Park Avenue, yes, sir. So gay and so aloof, name dropping on the rooftop,
drinking champagne by the pail. In your top hat, white feather and tails.
Say, that was a nice number. You kids get a pretty good sound out of them moccasins.
Yes, sir, considering they were tap dancing on dirt, too.
Well, I'm gonna see you.
No, wait a minute. Make it 25 even, we'll toss in the Bronx.
No, I couldn't possibly see my way clear.
We throw in Staten Island.
You hear that? Is that a generous Indian? You'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. Hello? Yeah, Dick. Mm-hmm. We use any more, we'll have to pay a royalty, huh? All right, sweetie, we'll knock it off. Right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'll give you $24.
Sold. But none of that cash stuff. The chief's wife wants strictly junk jewelry.
Baubles, bangles, bright, shiny beads.
Yeah, hold it, baby, will you? You're laying yourself wide open for another phone call.
Okay, it's a deal. Here you go. You're lucky the price wasn't no higher. I never carry more than $24 in junk jewelry.
Nice quality. Wife, flip.
All right, man, pack up those trees and let's get out of here.
What?
Strike the forest.
Wait a second. Where are you going with my trees?
What do you think? You bought a furnished island?
You mean all those trees was in pots?
Yes, laugh on you. Whole island, solid concrete. Nothing grow except in little square place in middle of island.
But how am I going to get people to live on a solid concrete island?
Who would want to? Nice place to visit, but
you wouldn't want to live here.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
The Indians could tell him how to live. They're very helpful that way. What's left of them. Penacook.
Massachusetts.
Mohegan.
Delaware.
Mohawk.
Powhatan.
Alabama.
Cree.
Choctaw.
Tuscarora.
Susquehanna. Iroquois. Penacook.
Massachusetts.
Powhatan.
Alabama.
Susquehanna. Iroquois.
Chickasaw.
Sauk, Sanzark, Shawnee. Arapaho.
Crow, Oto, Iowa.
Menominee.
Mandan, Mobile, Modoc.
Hopi, Apache, Nisqually, Shoshone,
Apache, Nisqually, Shoshone,
Shoshone,
Apache, Nisqually, Shoshone, Shoshone,
Apache, Nisqually, Shoshone, Shoshone,
Apache, Nisqually, Shoshone, Shoshone,
Shoshone,
Apache,
Shoshone,
Apache,
Shoshone,
Apache,
Shoshone. In a sacred manner you shall walk. Your nation shall behold you.
Chickasaw.
Sauk, Sanzok, Shawnee. Behold, a sacred voice is calling you. All over the sky, a sacred voice is calling.
Chickasaw. Sauk, Sanzok, Shawnee.
In a sacred manner you shall walk. Your nation shall behold you.